You have tuned into Radiant Fire Radio Ministries podcast. This is Christopher Gore. I'm excited that you're listening. This is a time and an opportunity for you to grow like none other in Christ. Listen in as we go into the topic for the hour. Greetings, Radiant Fire Radio listeners. I have a very exciting segment ahead for you today. Today I'm going to be talking about TeamViewer. If you have ever used TeamViewer, you know how easy it is to use, how you can help your friends and your loved ones with their computer problems. TeamViewer has made some changes to their policies, which is fine. I'm a capitalist. I believe in making money. I believe that other people should make money. I hope TeamViewer gets extremely rich off of what they're doing because they have a very good product. What I have a concern about is how they're choosing to market their product. If you go to their website, TeamViewer says that It is free for personal use. Their definition of personal use is subject to question. Because if you help anybody in your family more than once, if you help anybody in your church more than once and don't receive any financial compensation for it, they still consider that business. So something is wrong with this picture. TeamViewer boasts 200 million users worldwide. They support 400,000 downloads every day of TeamViewer. Which again, I'm a capitalist, I'm a conservative, I believe in people making money. What I don't understand is how your website can say one thing, but you do something completely different. I wanted to get this out here because it doesn't make sense to me how someone who is in business, who wants to make money, has a service and a product that is extremely good, valuable, and you decide, I'm going to make it so hard for you to get to use that product, and I'm going to frustrate you because of my own rules and my own ways. This is a money-making opportunity here. But TeamViewer does not offer personal use licenses. I would be willing to pay money to have a personal use license from TeamViewer, something that's reasonable, maybe $10 a month, $2 a month, $5 a month, something. I get it. You're in the business to make money. What I don't understand is how your own terms of service can say, as long as you're using it for personal use, and you're not making money off of this thing, please feel free to use it. Here's the thing. TeamViewer has this new system involved. They know how many times you use it, how long you're using it, but they don't know if you're being paid to do the service that you're doing. The service that I was actually doing was helping my mom. My mom is an elderly person. She's in her late 60s. I was helping another person in the church who's in her late 80s. And in the middle of trying to help them with their computer work, get their computers back online, receiving no monetary compensation at all, who's going to charge their mother, first of all? Who? I'm not charging my mom to do this. And who's going to charge the pastor to do computer work? Not me. I'm not charging my pastor to help her. And I don't think any average, normal person would charge their family members to help them with computer work. Hence my problem. TeamViewer has this wonderful communication system where you can dispute them locking you out. Because if you use the TeamViewer program too much, you get locked out of it. They say, nope, this is for business use. Despite what you're telling them, the truth, which in my situation, in my case, was the truth, I got locked out in the middle of helping my mom and my pastor. I don't think it's fair. Nothing I could do about it. But I said, the program is good. I like using it. I'm going to try to make contact again a second time with TeamViewer and say, hey, you really have made a mistake. There is no personal financial gain to me to doing this. It just saves me from driving a half hour, 45 minutes to my mom's house and my pastor's house. Help a brother out. Again, I believe in capitalism. I believe we should make money. TeamViewer said no. It's still considered business use. So at this point in time, I'm like, dag, okay, I'll pay some money. I'll go on the website and find out what the costs are. The church is willing to pay for it, you know, because it helps the church out. Guess what the prices are for this stuff? Guess what the prices are? You won't believe. In order to be able to use their system, you have to pay an exorbitant amount of money per month. Because they're trying to charge you and assume you're a business. The highest level of business license is $199 per month. Multiple seats, and you get a limit of 3 sessions. 3 sessions open up at the same time, and then you can help 3 people. Hey, if I'm in a business and I'm doing that kind of stuff, it's probably a reasonable price. But this is for personal use. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, there's another level beyond that, because I don't want you to think I'm crazy. Multiple seats, 1 session, $99 per month. What kind of crack addict sense does that make? Who on a personal level can afford that? The computers don't break down that much that I got to pay $99 a month just to be able to go and keep my mom and my pastor computer. I have to pay $99 a month to keep my mom and my pastor's computer running, up and running like it should. Makes no sense to me. It does not fit with the lines of capitalism. The next one, $49 a month. Again, business. If you're in a business and you're doing this, you can afford to pay $49 a month for using TeamViewer. My concern, my grief, my gripe. They offer this service, they get you hooked on it, and then they shut it off. You can't use it. We don't want you using it because we suspect our computer's spyware tracking system inside of TeamViewer has suspected that you receive money for helping the people that you said you were helping. There is no assumed trust. There is no belief that you're telling the truth. And I get it. Again, we're capitalists and we're trying to make money off of people. But you're going to tell me, all 200 million of these people and all 400,000 of these people are being dishonest. And you have no structure, no setup for personal use that's at a reasonable price. I'm a capitalist again, I'm sticking this in there because I believe in making money. If you're that bent, I almost cussed. If you're that bent on making money, hey, 200 million times $1 a month is going to get you a lot of money. Is your product crackable? Is your product not that good that you can't give something back to the people who are helping other people? Where's your philanthropy side? Where's your goodwill, your human nature? No, you don't care. You want to hurt old people. You want to hurt old people's families who's trying to help the old people from getting help with their computer. It's bad enough that they need the help. But now, you're contributing to their demise and making my life hard, which I just don't understand. So, for all you people saying you could just call TeamViewer, yeah, call them. And you'll get to the sales line, and the sales line will say $49, $99, or $199. It doesn't make any sense to me how you can have a business, you can lose a customer, and you have no way of getting feedback or input about what's going on. with that customer. It absolutely blows my mind that you could be doing this kind of stuff in the name of making money, in the name of keeping your secrets private so nobody else sees them, in the name of, you know, protecting your patent and your right to control. But if you do the math, if you sell this at a cheaper rate, I'm sure there would be people who'd be willing to pay for TeamViewer on a personal level to help out their parents, to help out their loved ones and their friends. Again, I turned in 2 complaints, 2 requests to have the system changed and altered and be given grace. I was assumed to be a liar. I was assumed to not be telling the truth and collecting money. I haven't collected money for any computer work or services that I've done for my friends and for my family. I have not collected any money for doing any computer work for anybody. So to be told that no, we're not going to give it to you, only means one thing to me. TeamViewer is greedy. The only thing they're concerned about is making money. And I don't know how you're going to make money if you shut everybody off of your system. Your 200 million numbers are going to go down, because no one is going to be using your system. It's a great system. Love it. But I think what you're doing is unreasonable. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. Hey, that's my rant. This is some consumerism that just does not make sense. You know, I'm a consumer, and you're not reaching me. You're not serving me. Why have a company if you're not going to serve the people who use your stuff? Hey, this has been Radiant Fire Radio. I know this is a different type of show, but I just wanted to put this out there. If you've had a similar situation with TeamViewer, please tag in here. Make a comment. Let us know how you feel about the situation. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I could be looking at it completely wrong, but it just don't make no sense to me. God bless. We are committed to excellence and truth. We're committed to bringing the whole gospel to you as we go forth in this endeavor in this hour. We pray that God would be with you. His prophetic mantle and his prophetic anointing would be upon your life. Please feel free to contact us at any time with questions, comments, or concerns. You can reach us at christopher@radiantfire.org. Like us on Facebook, Radiant Fire Radio Ministries, and you can subscribe to our YouTube page, Radiant Fire Radio Ministries, on YouTube.